I've had a long association here, and so I'm very happy to be able to speak here.
首先呢，我要说非常高兴再到佛陀教育基金会来。我跟佛陀教育基金会已经结缘很久，那今天能够在这个地方向大家呢做一个佛法的演讲，非常荣幸。
Now, their very important activity consists in producing, printing, producing, and distributing books on the Dharma and sending them to as many people who want them.
我认为呢，现在在全世界就是说来运行这个佛经佛书呢，来流通呢，对佛法的弘扬是非常重要的事情。尤其是我们基金会呢，印了很多书送到世界各地呢，非常需要这些经书的人。
We in India have benefited greatly from this.
特别是我们在印度呢，我们也深深的受到呢基金会所提供的这个书的这个恩德。
As you know, they don't just print texts from the Chinese Mahayana tradition, but they print books on the Dharma related to different traditions.
据我所知呢，这个基金会不但是印行了很多大乘佛教的这个经书，而且印了很多就是大乘佛教以外不同的传承的这个经书。
Indeed, we are very, very lucky today because.As Buddhists, we can benefit not only from our own Buddhist tradition, but from different traditions, all the different traditions, because of the developments in modern communication.
我们作为今天的佛教徒呢，我们是非常的幸运，因为我们现在所学到的佛法呢，不只是自己原来历史的传承，而且我们可以学到很多不同的这个历史传承的佛法。
As far as I understand, and I know very little bit about Chinese Buddhism, but Chinese Buddhists have always been.On the whole, open to different aspects of the Dharma, and indeed Chinese Buddhism, as I understand it, has been developed through a number of different traditions, such as the Tiantai, the Vinaya school, the Pure Land, and the Chan school.
据我所知呢，就是中国的佛教呢，特别富有一种这个开放的性格，它呢接受了各种不同的这个历史传承的佛法。然后在中国呢，形成了许多不同的宗派，像这个天台宗啦、禅宗啦、律宗啦、净土宗啦，有很多的这个宗派呢，在中国呢都有这个很盛大的发展。
It was this openness to different Buddhist traditions and the ability to integrate and use the best of these different Buddhist traditions that my own teacher Sangharakshita felt that the development of Chinese of Buddhism in China was the best example for the development of Buddhism in the West.
中国佛教的这种开放性格，以及呢中国的这个佛教呢，就是说它能够取各种宗派之精华，而形成了自己的这个佛教的一个新的传统呢，这一点呢是非常重要的。那我的师父呢，生护大师，他在英国他就说过，他说呢，中国佛教呢这种开放性格呢，可以说是西方佛教发展的最好的榜样。
Anyway, today.We can learn from any number of Buddhist traditions, and one of the most popular ones, not only in the West, but also I believe in Taiwan, is the Tibetan Buddhist tradition.
我们今天呢可以学到的佛法是非常的多的这个不同的传承。那有一个传承，我想大家都知道，不但在西方相当的普遍，我相信在台湾好像也渐渐大家都会接触到，就是藏传佛教。
You were lucky enough to have the visit of His Holiness the Dalai Lama here recently.
据我所知呢，实际上达赖喇嘛呢，他在去年呢就来过台湾。
And you've probably seen pictures and images of Tibetan of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas according to the Tibetan Buddhist tradition.
那我想各位也可能看过，就是说在这个藏传佛教里面有很多不同的这种佛跟菩萨的这个造型。
Tibetan Buddhism is very, very colorful.
我们可以说藏传佛教是非常多彩多姿的。
You go into a Tibetan monastery, a traditional one, and it's painted from top to bottom in different ways.
我想如果你有机会到藏传佛教的这个寺庙的话，你会发现呢，它整个寺庙每一面墙壁呢，从上到下呢，几乎呢可以说都是画满了很多的这个图画。
But these are not just decorations. Every single thing that is painted has a spiritual meaning, a meaning of spiritual relevance to us.
那这一些藏传寺庙呢，他们这个寺庙的墙壁画满了这些画呢，你绝对不要以为它是一种装饰品，不是的。它每一幅画每一个细节其实都跟我们内在的这个修持有直接的关系。
These paintings, if you like, are symbols. And symbols represent or help us to connect with a truth which is higher than we can, as it were, understand in material terms.
所以这个在藏传佛教里面这一些寺庙里面的这个壁画啊，那这许许多多的这个壁画呢，实际上都是在教导我们呢，怎么样去接触到这个佛法不同层次的真理。
I'll give you an example. All the pictures we have of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in this room, they are symbols.
那我们现在像在这个讲堂里边，我们看到有很多这个佛菩萨的造型，这事实上都是一种象征。
Actually, all they are bits of paper and paint put together in a certain way.
那当然大部分都是用纸呢把它这个印起来的。
But they're put together in such a way that they connect us with certain higher values, the values of enlightenment.
那我们当我们看这些佛像的时候呢，我们要注意到呢，事实上每一幅的这个佛像，它都向我们显示一种更高的价值，就是说那个价值是值得我们去修持、去追求的。
So Tibetan Buddhism is full of the most rich and varied symbolism, all connecting us with very different spiritual realities.
所以我们当接触到藏传佛教这么许许多多这个非常丰富的这些图像的时候，我们要知道它每一幅图像都是在指引我们呢，就是怎么样去追求那个我们生命中更高的一个价值，这个佛法里面一个真实的一个道理。
All as it were,helping to connect, to remind us, to open us to the spiritual life in different ways.
所以每一幅佛像的造型或者每一幅画实际上都是在指引我们呢，怎么样能够这个让我们这个心里能够开放，然后一步一步的去修持这样的一种这个灵修的道路。
Now as you go into a Tibetan temple, there's a sort of hall, well, like you have in front of most Chinese temples too. And in that hall, you will usually see a picture of what is known as the Bhava Chakra, or in English we say the Tibetan Wheel of Life.
那通常如果我们到藏传寺庙的话呢，大概我们一进门的时候呢，它就会有一个通道。那在这个通道上面呢，我们就很容易看到一幅呢这个藏传佛教里面的这个六道轮回图。
And this is the picture you see here is a very rough drawing of that Wheel of Life.
那现在在这个幻灯片上面大家所看到的呢，就是这一个六道轮回图，或者叫做生命之轮啊，它的一个轮廓。
So the fact that it's a wheel represents samsara. It's always going round and round and round.
那这一个轮回图的一个造型，基本上它是在显示，就是说这个生命的这个轮回呢，它像一个轮子一样，就是在那里不停的这个转动。
At the top, you see the head of Yamaraja, the king of death.
那我们首先看到的就是说，在这一幅画像的这个最上面，我们看到了一个，
And he,
这个是阎罗王。
He reminds us that everything that happens within this wheel is impermanent.Is one day going to finish?
那为什么这个要把一个阎罗王的像画在这个最上面的地方呢？因为它就是在提示我们呢，就是这个生命呢是无常的。那在这个无常的这个生命当中，它是不断的在那个地方转动。
So this, according to the Tibetan tradition, is a picture of the whole of life. Anything that happens in life, we can find somewhere in here.
那这一幅画呢？就是说从这个阎罗王这个地方呢，也就是告诉我们呢，所有一切无常最后都是终归以消灭的，所以在生命中所发生的所有的这个一切的现象，在这张图上面呢都可以找到它的注解。
And tonight I'm going to have a very quick look at this.
那晚上呢我们要简短的来介绍一下这个六道轮回图。
Actually it'sIf one explains it fully, it's like a rather long sutra, which would take weeks and weeks to explain.
如果要详细的讲这个六道轮回图，可能要像好像是讲一部经一样呢，恐怕要花好几个星期的时间才能讲得完。
So I can't do justice to it, but I hope to give you some idea of it.
不过虽然我们只是要简单的来讨论呢，我希望各位呢能够得到一些基本的概念。
So you see that there are four circles. There's the outside one, split into 12, then the next one split into 6, the next one split into 2, and then the central.
我们首先看到这个六道轮回图呢，它有四层，从最外面这一层啊，到中到里面一层，然后再一直到最核心的那一层。
First of all, I'm just going to run through them very briefly, and then I shall come and spend more time on this circle of six.Segments.
我们先来看外面这一层。
So first, we'll look very briefly at the outside circle.
首先，我们看到最外面的这一圈。
I don't know what these are called in Sanskrit or in Chinese, but we call them in English the 12 links of conditioned existence.
我不知道这个中文跟这个梵文怎么讲，不过英文呢，我们把它叫做十二支缘起。
At the top, you've got the blind man with a stick representing ignorance.
那我们看到，首先呢，这个十二支缘起里边呢，就是看到一个瞎眼的人，这代表无明。
And then you've got the potter, making pots, representing karma formations or samskaras.
那第二个，我们看到这个一个陶师呢，正在这个制作陶器，这个就代表十二支缘起里面的第二支所谓的行。
Showing how through our own actions we create our own future.
行就是说我们正在创造我们自己的，就是我们所造的业呢正在创造我们自己的未来。
Then you've got the monkey representing vijnana or consciousness.
那再来我们看到一只猴子，这个猴子呢代表十二支缘起里面的这个就是无明行识，就是代表识的这个阶段。
Then you've got the boat and thepeople in the boat representing nama rupa or name and form.
Yeah. 那再来呢？这个第四个呢？这个就是代表十二支缘起里面的第四支，有所谓的名色。
And then you come to the house with five windows and a door representing the six consciousnesses.
然后我们再来看到一栋房子呢，它有这个门跟窗户，代表呢就是六入。
Got the man and woman embracing, representing sparsha or contact.
然后接下来这是两，就是一对男女呢，他们在接吻呢，这是代表触。
You've got the man with the arrow in his eye, representing feeling or vedana.
然后呢，我们就看到这一个图片呢，就是说一支箭射中一个人的这个两个眼睛的中间呢，这代表呢就是这个受，就是感觉。
Then you've got woman offering a drink to a man representing craving.
然后呢，我们看到这个有一个女人家呢，她正在拿这个一瓶酒要给这个男人喝，那这是代表爱。
You've got the woman grasping for an apple representing grasping.
那这个再来看到，我们就说有一个女人家呢，她正在摘一棵树上的果子，这个是代表取。
And you've got the pregnant woman representing becoming.
然后我们又看到那个这一个女人家她怀孕，这是代表有。
Then you've got the woman giving birth, representing birth.
然后接下来就是一个女人家生产，这代表生。
And then you've got the man being carried to the cremation ground, representing old age and death.
You mean the one
on the back?
He carried.
He's dead.
Dead. Okay.
He's being carried.
然后我们看到这个最后这一幅图画呢，它是代表一个人呢正背着一个死人呢要送去这个火化，那这代表老死。
Now there's a great deal that I could say about this, and this is probably the most complicated circle, but I'm afraid I'm just going to leave it there tonight.
这十二支缘起呢是道理是非常非常深的啊，不过今天晚上我们没有时间来详细谈这十二支缘起。
But basically it shows howWhat we do now conditions how we are in future. Yeah, in the process of yes.
那十二支缘起它最重要的一个道理就是说，我们现在做什么，将来就要受怎么样的果报。
Then we come to the next segment, which is split into a circle, which is split into six, and these are called the six worlds.
然后我们看到这个图的第二圈呢，这第二圈呢就是分成六个部分，就是所谓的这个六道。
And these traditionally are different, are the different worlds that one can take rebirth in.
那在佛教的传统上面，我们知道呢，就说人这个去世之后呢，他会在这个六道当中的一道呢去投生。
At the top is the world of gods, which we will be reborn into if we're lucky or even unlucky enough.
那么最上面这一层呢，是所谓的天界天道。那天道就是说，如果你很幸运的话，你可能升到天道；当然你不幸的话，也会升到天道。
Then you've got the Asura Loka, the realm of the fighters.
那么我们看到这个第二个道呢，就是所谓的这个阿修罗道。
Then you've got the realm of the hungry ghosts.
然后接下来是所谓的这个恶鬼道。
Then you've got the hell realm.
然后是地狱道。
Then you've got the animal realm.
然后畜生道。
And then you've got the human realm.
然后是人道。
Yeah. So I'm going to come back to that in a little while, so I won't say any more at the moment.
我们回头还要谈这个六道的内涵。
Then you've got this very strange circle split into two, a white half and a black half.
然后我们看到这个第三圈，就是在更靠近中间了。那么这个里面呢，我们看到它有这个黑白两部分。
The white half, you see people doing religious practices, practicing dana, practicing meditation, making offerings, and so on.
在白色的这一部分呢，我们看到就是有很多人呢，在这个修持正法。那么有的人修布施波罗蜜啦，有的人呢修持这个禅波罗蜜啦，他们都是在做一些这个佛法上的修持。
And they, you can't see here, but they're meant to have happy looks on their faces.
那基本上呢，因为这个画还没有画得很清楚。不过呢，在白色的这部呢，每一个人都很快乐。
Because doing these actions.Properly, sincerely, with an open heart, it brings happiness.
因为如果你用开放的心呢，来修持这个正法的话，你心中是会充满了喜乐的。
And the fact that they're going up shows that through these actions, we raise, we refine our levels of consciousness.
I beg your pardon?
The fact that they're going upwards shows
yeah.
that through these actions, we refine our level, raise our level of consciousness.
那在这个白色的这一部分呢，我们从这个图画上面看得到，就是说这个一层一层的这个向上呢，就是代表我们的心灵因为这个修持正法而不断不断的这个提升它的品质。
But then we come to this other half, this black realm.
然后我们看到这个黑色的这一部分。
And here you see falling down head fast, and when you look closely, they've got horrible, unhappy looks on their faces.
那么在黑色这部分呢，我们看到这个一群人在正在往下坠落，而且如果仔细看，你还看得出来，这个每一个人脸上都是很痛苦的。
So what does this mean?
这代表什么呢
？Well, it means that even though we've done a lot of Dharma practice, if we're not careful, we can still fall down.
这就是说，即使你在修持正法呢，可是如果你一个念头守不住的话，一个念头不小心，一念不绝的话呢，那你也可能呢会坠落的。
You may have had this experience yourself. You may have been on retreat or may have been to a particularly inspiring Dharma class and feel very positive. And then you come out of the retreat, you come out of the class, and suddenly anger or craving arises strongly in you.
我不晓得各位有没有这样的一个经验，就是说也许呢你去参加一个这个禅期，或者是说你来参加这个佛法的一个课程，然后你觉得你心中这个充满了法喜，那么你呢这个就是都是一些这个很所谓正念分明的这个功夫了，好像是做得不错了。可是有时候因为某一些因缘呢，你又突然生气生得很厉害，然后呢这个好像你就没办法控制你自己了。
For a week on that retreat, you didn't have one angry thought, and you come out of that retreat, and almost the first thing you do is get angry.
那么，譬如说，本来我们去修禅期的话，我们是要修我们的心的。可是呢，一个那个动怒的这个念头呢，可能就会把你这个一个禅期呢，整个就扎掉了。
Now you see here that some of these are bound together; they're sort of chained together, or they're pulling each other down.
那在黑色这部分呢，还有一个现象我们可以看得到的，就是说这一些人在往下堕落的时候呢，他们是一个拉着一个的，好像是一个串一串东西串起来一样。
So if I get angry, what happens?
所以想想看，当一个人生气的时候会发生什么结果呢
it affects the people I get angry with.
那当你生气的时候，那个你生气的对象他也会跟着你生气。
I'm a family man. I have a wife and children.
我是在家人，我自己呢 也有这个太太，也有这个孩子。
And it, you know, far from perfect, I'm afraid.
我不是一个很完美的人。
So I get angry sometimes with my wife.
所以有时候我会对我老婆生气。
And what happens?
如果我对我老婆生气，你想会怎么样呢？
She then gets angry with the children.
那我老婆就会把这个迁怒到小孩。
And they start fighting each other and making more noise in the house.
然后呢，这个孩子呢，就彼此就开始因为妈妈生气，他们就彼此吵起来，然后呢，搞得家里很吵。
And then I get more angry.
然后我一听到小孩子吵得很厉害，我也更生气了。
So in this way, negative emotions are infectious, extremely infectious.
所以我们要注意到，就是说，人的负面情绪呢，它是有非常大的一种对别人的影响力的。
We don't think like this when we're angry or when we're full of craving, but actually, this is what happens.
所以有时候我们也许不会觉察到，我们自己呢内心有一些贪，有一些嗔，可是这种东西很，就是我们人与人之间常常就是会这样相互的影响。
Now we come to the center, the axis or the engine of the wheel of life of samsara, these three animals.
然后我们再看到最核心的这一部分呢，就是看到三只动物。
Yeah, there's the pig, the cock, and the snake.
我们看到猪，还有一只鸡，还有一条蛇。
And you notice they're all biting the tail of the one in front, so they make a circle.
那我们看得到这三只动物呢，它们就是这个循环的彼此追着彼此的嘴巴啊，不对不起，尾巴。
So what is these represent the three most basic unskillful mental states.
那这三只动物其实就是代表我们心中最根本的三毒。
So, I don't know what your pigs are like here. I don't think I've ever seen any pigs in Taiwan, actually. But I see lots of pigs in India.
我来台湾还没有看到台湾的猪，不过呢，在英国我倒是看了不少，还有印度。
In India, they go wild.
在印度哈，猪呢不是养在家里，猪都是在街上跑的。
And I don't know whether you've seen how pigs go, but the ones that I've seen seem to they go with their nose, they don't use their eyes, they go with their smell.
在印度，我们看到这个猪的时候呢，很明显就是说它是根据用鼻子，就是跟着那个鼻子的那个嗅觉在走，它不用眼睛的。
Yeah, so someone who doesn't use his eyes.Well, we'd call them a bit silly, even stupid.
所以我想我们知道说有些人如果他不用眼睛去看事情的话呢，我们就说这个人是笨蛋啊，是傻瓜。
So the pig represents ignorance or delusion.
所以这个猪呢，在这个轮回的这个核心里面呢，代表着愚痴。
And then the cock. How do cocks and chickens go?
我们想这个鸡，各位看看这个鸡是在干什么呢？
All day long they're eating. Have you seen them? They never stop. You hardly ever see them sleeping except at night.
这个鸡呢，这个除了睡觉之外，你会看到它从早到晚就是整天就吃吃吃吃吃啊，吃个不停。
So they represent greed.
这就代表贪。
And then the snake.
然后看蛇。
Yeah, what does a snake remind you of?
蛇象征什么呢？
Huh? Yeah, it's anger. When someone criticizes you, says something you don't like, what do you do?
这个蛇就是代表嗔恨。你想想看，如果有人批评你了，攻击你的时候，你会怎么样呢？
You raise your head back. You raise yourself ready to strike like the snake.
你一定是会像蛇一样，这个头一下子举起来。
And then out comes your tongue, and it really tries to hurt. It tries to poison that person.
然后呢，你这个伸出你的这个分叉的这个舌头呢，就是想尽办法要用这个毒呢攻击这个你的对手。
You come out with a very sharp, hateful, angry statement.
所以这个蛇呢，它最就是代表我们这个极度的一种这个嗔恨心。
Yeah. So these are three basic mental poisons.
所以这是我们心中的三毒。
And they're all biting the tail of the one in front.
然后我们看到就是说他一只追着一只呢都咬着这个另外一只的这个尾巴。
So ignorance leads to greed. Greed leads to hatred. Hatred reinforces ignorance.
这就是代表说我们的愚痴呢所以造成我们的这个贪。 我们的贪带来的嗔，嗔又形成更大的愚痴。
Now that's quite interesting how that happens, but I'm going to leave you to think about that yourselves. I'm not going to go into that more now.
我想有关这个贪嗔痴呢，我想我们也不再多谈了，因为这个呢是每一个人自己要去觉察的事情。
So now it's time to come back to the six realms, the six worlds.
我们现在再回到这个六道这一部分。
Now, as I said, these are usually taken to mean different situations in which we can be reborn. But there is another way we can look at that.
一般来说呢，我们都把六道当作是我们死后呢往生的一种这个不同的选择啊，就是不同的去处，以为说人要死了之后才会有这个六道轮回的事情。其实呢，对这个六道，我们应该有另外一个角度的认知。
We can take them as representing different states that we go through in this life.
其实这个六道呢，就我的看法呢，我认为应该把它看作，就是另外一个角度的看法，把它看作就是我们这一生当中呢，我们的一种心灵的不同的状态。
And if we take it like this, we can find out quite a lot about us.
因为如果我们从这个角度去看这个六道轮回图呢，我们可以从六道轮回图里面学到更多。
Now you see, in each segment, there's a picture of the Buddha.
首先我们看呢，在这个六道当中，我们都有看到这个佛陀的像在这个当中。
And the Buddha is showing us, if we're in this state, what we need to do to make progress.
这个佛陀的像啊，示现在这个六道之中，就是表示说，如果我们处在那一道当中，那么我们应该做怎么样的努力才会进步。
So let's start then with the gods at the top.
我们看最上层的这个天道。
Now the gods, what sort of life do they lead?
各位，诸位想想看呢，天道是怎么样的生活呢？
Everything going right, they're very happy.
在天道呢，什么事情都是顺心如意呢，总是这个无限的喜乐。
They don't need to make an effort to do anything. They've got everything they want.
他们所有的一切都可以不劳而获。
And they've got this beautiful fruit from the tree, from this tree here.
他们在天界呢，可以说是这个有这个很多的这个福德的这个果报呢，他们随时可以这个享用。
So some people actually live, if not all the time, at times like gods.They've got everything they want. They live in very refined states.
我们看得到这个有许多人虽然在人间呢，其实他们过的是天界一般的这个生活。他们要什么就有什么。
Yeah. Have you ever experienced when things go very smoothly in your life?
诸位有没有这样的经验，就是说你的生活呢过得非常顺心如意呢？
Yeah. Some people seem to have this a lot. Some people don't have it very much.
我想有的人是很顺心的，当然有的人呢有些事情不是很顺心。
But there's one danger in this state.
可是当你过着一种顺心如意的生活的时候呢，这个当中有一种危机。
The danger is that we will just sit back and enjoy it and make no effort to make new merit.
我们在享受这个，就是说在这个顺心如意的这个生活当中，最大的危险就是说我们可能就是沉溺在这样的一种这个喜乐的这个福报当中，而不再做任何的这个努力，不再造福，不再修福。
We become intoxicated, as it were drunk with our pleasure. We can't see clearly what's happening.
所以我们会对这种这个喜乐的这个环境好像上瘾一样呢，这个好像中毒一样的，就是沉溺在这个其中呢，而没有任何的这个精进。
In the Buddhist tradition, there are many, many different ways in which we can get intoxicated, not just through drinking alcohol.
在佛法的角度来说呢，一个人所谓的上瘾或者所谓的这个中毒呢，不是只有这个吸毒或者是这个喝酒呢，才会这个上瘾或者会中毒。有很多方式我们会中毒。
We get intoxicated with our health. We get intoxicated with our youth, with our beauty, with our power.With life itself.
有许多人呢，就是他追求的也许不是这个喝酒或者是这个吸毒，但是呢他追求名利权位，或者是呢他在追求他的美貌，追求他的健康，那种这个追求的心态也是跟这个中毒或者上瘾没有两样。
To be intoxicated in this way means that we only see things in a rather limited way. We don't see the wider picture. We can't see the wider picture.
当一个人沉溺在某一种这个喜乐的这个境界当中，或者是说他对某一样的这个东西呢，他是很沉迷，或者是很上瘾，或者是中毒的这样去追求一个东西的时候，那就表示说他的眼光已经变得非常的狭窄，他没有看到这个事情的这个全部。
There's a story in this connection about a frog and an elephant.
啊哈，有一个故事呢，好像是跟这么一个天界的这个境界有关。
It illustrates this process of intoxication.
这个故事就是说，这个寓言呢，就是有关这个一只青蛙呢，跟这个